And yes, welcome to ET First Contact Radio, my friends. This is Martin Horst speaking, your host. And I have my wonderful friend and special guest, Sheldon Neidl. Salamat ya, Sheldon.
Hello there, Martin. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. You know, I've been watching your DVDs today about Inner Earth, Back to Being Galactic Humans. And I've been reading your message from the 14th, June the 14th. And it's just wonderful. And I just want to start with a little sentence what you wrote there. And you know, the thing is that everything is in the ready, and that's what I understand from the Agartans and from the Syrians and the Pleiadians, all of the galactics. And the time is so near now, and it's so beautiful the way you write, so detailed, so so uplifting. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yes, and what I want to ask you, because there's a lot of speculation. I want to start with the hot news, you know, with the hard news, because there's a lot of speculation about tomorrow, about the 21st, the solstice. What's your insight about it?
Well, it's a wonderful day. There's going to be a lot of energies shifted tomorrow. To me, it's the beginnings of the final stages of what's going to happen, in which I call the road to first contact. As for disclosure tomorrow, no, it requires really a friendly government to do it. We won't have that tomorrow. So what I look at right now as happening is, because of the administrative glitches created in trying to get these transformations done, and as far as moving governments, which is no easy thing, it's going to take a little bit longer. But tomorrow is really the start of a lot of energies. There's the whole concept, as they gave me, the Ascended Masters, about bringing our soul force in so we can bring in the sovereignty for the new age, and also the whole process of allowing us to move another step closer to reintegrating ourselves into becoming fully conscious beings. So I really see tomorrow as a beginning more of that. The other more, I call it wonderful stuff, is going to take a little bit longer, but not that much longer. So I am very confident that it's the soon I'm talking about now isn't really years or anything like that. It's going to be very close. We are actually in a period right now when those in charge of us for the last series of millenniums are now beginning to understand that their reign, which to them was to be infinite, is now actually quite finite, and that it's not that much longer to go. And they are starting to beginning to panic and understand the process of what is happening, and they are ready to finally, at the appropriate moment, give up. But they're trying to stay for the last possible second that they can get out of it.
Mm-hmm. And of course, that everything is in the ready, because the galactic personnel is saying in your latest messages that everything is in the ready, and the new governments are ready. The printed money for the new financial system is ready. Everything is ready. It's just for the divine moment to occur.
Right, right. And that divine moment, I think, is getting very closer every day, and the period between when it should happen and where it looks, maybe you might say now, is also every day we go by getting closer. So I feel this is really, this summer, fall is going to be finally where we end this, and I'm hoping it's in the summer, because I would like it to happen sooner rather than later. I've always been that way, and that's one of the things I want to get done, is to have this happen as soon as divinely possible.
Yes, and you wrote in 5-4 messages ago that June 21st would be the deadline for disclosure, so they'll have to intervene then.
What they're going to do is just, there's a process right now. There's final sets of negotiations, this little final administrative glitch going on right now, and once those fully get done, we'll have a change, and I think that's not too far in the distant future. So we just have to stay tuned, as they say, and keep our hope up and our frustration in the backside, and just keep moving forward to give all the energy for all this to happen, like I said, as soon as divinely possible.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? We have a caller on the line. Would you like to take it?
Sure.
Here's a question. He's from Colorado, and so we can bring him in now.
Sheldon?
Sure.
Hi, this is Zach. I'm from Colorado.
Hi, Zach.
I just had a few questions for you. I've been reading your channelings for a while. And so in one of your channelings, you did say that disclosure would come before the solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, which is June 21st. So you kind of said that pretty definitely.
It was very much supposed to happen. But okay. As always happens when you deal with humanity and this temporal world, things don't quite happen exactly as you would want them to happen. So we've got these last-minute negotiations which are going to lengthen the whole process out. And so hopefully very soon all this will indeed happen.
Okay, and then just a couple other things. So there are divine deadlines, is that correct?
There are. What they are exactly, they have never really told me, because they said people on this planet have to know that it's happening, and there's a certain time at which heaven will actually say it's enough. The decrees from the Creator are such that they must now be followed with no glitches, and the process will then move along swiftly. I don't know what they are, but they keep telling me we're very close to them.
Okay, and then just one more thing. I notice in your channelings, as opposed to other ones like Mike Quincy, you tend to focus a lot on Nasara or the monetary system and a transitional government. Well, wouldn't that be unnecessary if we are going to reach ascension?
Well, there's a period between that and when the landings happen. In order for the landings to happen, we have to create a situation on this planet where the actual switchover from humans believing they are the center of the universe to humans now seeing themselves as part of a greater set of humans that are all across the galaxy and seeing themselves as fully conscious beings as to being their destiny, that's a huge leap. And we need an interregnum, a period, a gap between that happening and where we are now. And that requires that we have a different government that is willing to do those particular things or to institute certain specific programs that allow that all to happen in the way that both heaven and the Galactic Federation want it to happen, which is easy, swift, with a minimum of fear and a maximum amount of expectation and joy as it all occurs. In order to do that, most governments on this world are, especially the major governments on this world, are all about fear, manipulation, and basically not telling you the truth. The whole concept that the president or prime minister, whatever, says you about transparency is just words. Right. And unfortunately, this government, as well as all the other major governments, are not yet ready for that process. So that's why there has to be this change, and we're very close to all that happening right now.
And do you believe it's going to be by 2012? Because in all your channelings, it seems that you think it's by 2013.
I would indicate to you right now that there's an excellent chance that this will all happen before this year is out. So let's just go with that.
Okay.
Let's put our energies toward that happening, and then when it all happens as it should, then we can rejoice in it with our joy and with our anticipation and expectations of what's all about to happen. So.
All right, well, thanks for your time, Sheldon.
Sure. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, wonderful, Sheldon. That was a beautiful answer. And, of course, what I understand from your DVDs and your channelings is that what you're saying, and from your webinars, of course, because soon there will be a new webinar on the 26th. Is that correct?
Right. Our next webinar is going to be on Sunday, June 26th, and the second one on June 30th, which is a Thursday. And, of course, as you probably know, Martin, it's called The Truth About Our Spiritual Revolution. It's about the new role of the Galactic Federation, the Ascended Master's role, and our role in this change. And so if people want to enroll in that, they can go to our website, which is www.paol.com.
Yeah, excellent. The Planetary Activation Organization.
Exactly.
PAOWeb. Web.
Right.
Yes. And maybe later we can talk about Umek Dan, the Syrian seal that you use on your website. But first of all, there's a caller online too. Maybe bringing him in.
Sure.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Martin Horst speaking from ET First Contact Radio. You are live now with Sheldon Idle, so what's your question?
Hello, are you there, Sheldon?
I'm here.
Oh, hi. Great to hear your voice. I'm wondering, my question is, if your contacts have told you where my channelings may be coming from, what source they might be coming from. Just to let you know, I don't know if you've heard of these channelings, but excuse me, a little nervous here. Louisa Vasconcelos calls me Wanderer of the Skies.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've heard of those channelings or not, but I was wondering if you had been told where they, what the source of them might be from.
Right. Well, they're just a group in the Galactic Federation. There's a whole bunch. There are a whole bunch of subgroups within the command board, and it's really, a command board is just a euphemism for it because it's all done with what they like to call a fluid group management. So each group knows and how to interact with one another, and it's kind of done fluidly. It isn't really done like hierarchically, like we use organization structures in this world. And what they're simply doing is they are using, because most of them are from the non-human group, what they are doing is explaining to people the landings, and so it's helping the process out, and it's helping people to get a better understanding of what is happening. Because people will listen to Quincy or myself or other people, and so they wanted to add their voice to it to give people an idea to get a better understanding of this process. There is a great need, as you've probably known from talking to them, for people to understand about the need for the governments to get more friendly or change, and also that it's very important for the GF right now that there be a basic acceptance, a formal acceptance of their reality and of what they're doing, because this is basically a divine mission, and it has to happen, and it has to happen soon. But they do not want it to look like an invasion. It has to be something that's coming from the heart, that's benign, that the people can accept and understand. And so you're just part of the process of helping to educate people about this whole incredible thing, which I like to call first contact.
Okay. Well, that puts me at ease. I had no idea whether it was legitimate or not.
Okay. Just go with it, because it comes in a way that seems like it's not, because they have the ability to blend with your consciousness in a way that you don't know whether you're making it up or it's real. So just understand.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's really my biggest concern, is I actually thought I was just making it up.
Okay, you're not. You're not, because it dovetails with a lot of the stuff that they have giving me. So I've been reading it and seeing how it dovetails, and it's pretty well doing that. And I asked who it was, and it's basically a group that's mostly non-humans on the board who want to start a process of communications to show that they're all the parts, not just the human aspect that we'll be meeting basically at the beginning, but all the other aspects of the Galactic Federation are behind all of this. And they're just as anxious to meet us as the other people are who are going to be actually making the original first movement, the first contact. But they just want people to know that they are really benign and care, and at the right moment they'll be introduced. But the basic part about humanity is people that don't look like us or even resemble us, people unfortunately have this xenophobic type fear of it, so they're just sticking behind doing what they're doing with you, so just to show that there is a basic cross the board acceptance of what's happening and that all of them are behind what's about to all happen very short.
And how is it that do they pick the person who they want? I mean, because I'm probably the least likely candidate that you could come across to do this stuff.
Well, they usually look pretty much into the process of who they're going to do, and you were the one who somehow fit the basic example because of either your heart energy, or they knew that you would accept it to the point that you would actually do something that would allow for you to put it out there, and they knew that you had sources around you that would allow it to get out onto the internet and a fairly large amount of people getting the message, because there would be, you know, the Internet, if you do it right, gets this viral effect, and that's basically what's happened, and that's what they were hoping for.
Okay. Thanks, Sheldon. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Thank you. That was wonderful. That was a great great questions. Sheldon, we have another caller, a lady.
Sure.
Hi, Sheldon. It's Nimue.
Hi, Nimue.
Hi. Great questions this morning. Great answers. Thank you. I guess what I'll just ask about is our role right now. First of all, I perceive everything you're saying is really great. We've certainly worked on this for extremely long time, and many long time in this life, and here we are just about there. And so, you know, we're doing some of the meditations that you suggested, and if you want to help us get familiar with what we can do right now, that'd be great.
Well, now we're reaching the solstice point, which is tomorrow, and so after that, you do 3 days after that of your, however your meditation procedures are, and just feel the energies. You should now start feeling that things are changing, because they told me when I was writing the next update that it was coming along very nicely. The heaven is happy with it, and the ascended masters are very happy with it also. So they are looking forward to this being another part of this whole process, another, you might say, hoop getting put down that needs to get put down to move us forward so that we can successfully finish off this process of the ascension, which is basically moving into full consciousness. So we're moving forward. It's working very well. I want to thank everybody who's doing that. Keep it up. I thank everybody around the world who is doing this. It is helping with the procedure of allowing all of us on this planet to bring in this new reality, to manifest this connection between the Ascended Masters, our new consciousness, and ourselves. And so I'm very happy with it. So thanks for bringing that up.
Okay, thanks, Sheldon. Best regards to both of you.
Right, best regards to you too, Nimue. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, Sheldon, I'm almost impossible to ask my questions myself because we have so many callers. We have Randy from San Francisco. I think Randy hung up. He was there from San Francisco. But anyway, I would like to ask also my own questions, my friend.
Sure.
And well, there's something special about Inner Earth, of course, where the Argartians live. Ark means inner, and Arta means Earth. As you explained in a wonderful webinar, I think it was Galactic 101, I think. And the Galactic Federation command base is underneath Shambhala.
By Shambhala, right, which sits underneath the old Potala Palace, which is where the Dalai Lama used to hang out before the Chinese made the world otherwise.
Right, and that's in Inner Earth, below Lhasa.
Right.
And so this command base, they're getting ships in and out. They're Pleiadian and Syrian mostly, because they have a history. They are, in fact, our ancestors, like also the and some of the Andromedans,
mm-hmm.
And the Lyrans. By the way, my dear friends, my listeners, Sheldon has beautiful material, wonderful DVDs that you can purchase for not a lot of money on his website, paoweb.com. And it's really recommended to see them. Because I'm getting some questions by watching your DVD, Sheldon.
Mm-hmm.
And what is important to know, I think, is because after first contact, we'll go to Inner Earth into the metamorphosis chambers in order to become fully conscious beings.
Right, exactly. So this is the last stage. This is after first contact, after the final interactions between ourselves and the Galactic Federation counselors that will be assigned to us, who will mentor us through all of this. Then we'll go down to Inner Earth, and as you said, we'll go to special places in crystal cities that the Agarthans have built for all of us, and finish up this process in the metamorphosis chambers, where we'll change into being fully conscious beings with their help.
Well, that's the most beautiful thing that can happen to us, because we'll remember our past lives, and being fully conscious means also to know where we are going through. We know already a little bit from you and from the information you give us, and I just want to say a little compliment, and that's the information that you're putting out is the purest that I've ever encountered, and it's really helping me to lift up and to prepare for what's coming.
Thank you very much, Martin. I appreciate that.
Yes, and Sheldon, we have two callers on line 2 and 3, so maybe we can start with Gabriel. Hello? Pardon me. We have Gabriel on line 3. Oh, hello, Gabriel? Hello? No answer. Okay. Gone. Okay, that's a pity. We have Randy on line 2.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you, Randy. Oh. Welcome to
okay.
the show.
Hey, Sheldon, this is Randy.
I know.
To follow up with the Wanderer of the Skies, I just want to let people know we're doing a site to firstcontactnow.org. A very gifted young starseed named Commander Adamo, who has contact from Andromeda and Sirius, and we're going to be putting that more contact from our own contacts to basically support what Sheldon's doing and get more information out there. So anyways, my question was about the Agarthans broadcast. How quickly after the transitional regimes will we actually have broadcast from the Agarthans and people of that?
It'll be either between days and a week or week and a half. One of the things that they're negotiating, the Federation liaisons and the people from the various secret societies for the light around the world, which are under the mainly Saint Germain and Kuan Yin and a few others, is exactly what is the final schedule going to be. And that has not quite yet been, that part has not quite yet been locked down. So it'll be either within a few days to a week and a half at the most. They want to have a short period of time where the people that are in charge of the new governments have a chance to explain to people, which is going to be shocking all by itself, the whole process of what is going to be changed in our planet. And then after that whole thing is explained and implemented, or at least begins to be implemented, then they're going to get into the whole thing about contact, and that, of course, leads to the inner Earth people, the Agarthans. So sometime in that basic time frame after the first part starts, which we were just talking about, the new government's announcements, it'll all happen. So we don't have a final, you might say, put-in-stone type of schedule yet, but it's going to be that roughly about that.
And the Ascended Masters, are their messages just going to be read? Are they going to be making appearances prior to first contact? Or
They're right around just before first contact, when it actually gets that close, the Ascended Masters are going to start manifesting. So it would be like weeks before that they will start manifesting. They want to get people
question.
To...
We have Deborah on line 3, Sheldon.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Sheldon.
Hello there.
How are you today?
So far, so good.
I'm calling from Colorado, and I just wanted to say hello. I'm very excited. I know that things are speeding up. I'm constantly feeling the little tapping on my shoulder to get ready. My question for you is, from what I understand from messages that I've received, that this initial disclosure process and that first contact is actually going to be of with beings that are more human looking at first, just to
kind of ease
us into the program. But that there are other entities, other beings that are not so human looking. They have other different features.
Right. There's 45 to 50 nations that are called the ancestor nations, because all of us, depending on where you are in the world, what your ancestry is, all of us have a basic, if you could put it all the way back through the tens of thousands of generations, you would discover that these beings from other worlds were your actual genetic ancestors as far as our physical essences go. And so they are the first ones that are going to be in charge of the contact. Those are the first people we'll be greeting. And so behind them, because we make up only 40% of the wholeness of the Galactic Federation, are other beings that want to have that same opportunity, but they can't have it until we get used to the concept, first of all, that we're not alone. Secondly, the Galactic Federation is benevolent. And third, there are really benevolent sentient beings from other species that are just as wonderful to meet and be a part of in spite of their appearances and how they may look in terms of how our histories go. So what we just need to know is they're there, they're waiting, they're anxious, and they want all the preliminary things that come before they can show up to happen as fast as possible, because they also are very anxious to see us. So just know that that's there also.
So that little tap on the shoulder is just their way of letting us know, hey, you know, pay attention?
Right, pay attention. Know that there are things that are happening, and just enjoy it, and be prepared to tell other people at the right appropriate times that all this stuff that they're hearing in their media, whether it be paper, newspapers, magazines, and especially radio, television, or internet, that all of this is real, and that it's not something to be afraid of. It's something to accept and see it as the great wonder that it's meant to be.
I agree, and thank you. And just one other quick thing. I liked your little link on your website for the PAG stories, and I'd like to read more. I'd like to encourage more people to do that.
Okay, very good, because Miles, our webmaster, would love to post more.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Sheldon. This is Doug. It seems Martin's I don't know, he might have an internet problem right now. I'm going to try to bring him back on, but we do have Tim on line two, if you'd like to take that call.
Sure. Let's
All
talk
right.
to Tim.
Here he is. Yeah, Sheldon?
Yes, speaking.
Is Tim not there? Tim, are you not there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, hi, Sheldon. How you doing?
Hi.
Sheldon, Carl Coleman and his interpretation of the Tolkien calendar, are you familiar with that? And I was wondering if what the Galactic Federation is saying ties into the Tolkien calendar?
Oh, what are you talking about, the his more advanced date, or exactly what are you talking about?
Yeah, Carl Coleman, he's a scientist from Sweden.
Right.
And he is an expert on the Tolkien calendar, one of the Mayan calendars.
The Mayan calendar.
Which is it's a calendar of the evolution of human consciousness as
right,
opposed
right.
to galactic events.
Right.
And according to him, on October 28th of this year,
right.
That's where we really enter the new world that more or less is birthed at that point. And that,
right, that's what I thought you were talking to, that's why I asked.
Hey, oops, let me turn that down, hang on a second. Just 1 second, thanks. Let me go on over here to the calendar here. Don't want to take up too much time. Yeah, fruition starts October 11th through October 28th.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go through leaf formation, which is on June 25th, and budding, destruction, by the way, happening, according to the calendar, on August 18th through September the 4th. And apparently destruction means the bringing down of the current situation.
Right.
And flowering, and then fruition starting on day 7, which is October 11th through October 28th.
All right.
So I'm just wondering if the Galactics
That has a lot of validity from what they have told me. So I will just say that calendar is I like it. That's what they've told me, and I felt the energy when they've talked about it. So I would say a lot of it is probably accurate, more accurate than, let's say, the December 2012 date, which would get me in trouble with a lot of people in the calendars, because the people expert on the Mayan calendars have been screaming about the earlier date and et cetera. But I kind of believe that the earlier date is a little more accurate. But we will, as they say, see what we see. But that's what I would say right now.
If I can, his name is Carl Kellerman. It's Kellerman.com, C-A-L-L-E-M-A-N
right.
dot com.
Right.
So, thanks, Sheldon.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, my friend. This was wonderful. You know what happened, Sheldon? I was hacked. Yesterday I had a guy on the other radio station. His name was Jeffrey Faulkner. and now I have you. And yesterday we were hacked. I couldn't connect to the server, and my friend there, Jeroen, couldn't also connect to the server. And then there was a signal transmitting the radio signal over the internet, so people could hear us, although technically we were not connected. So this is really amazing, and I think the ETs intervened so that he could get his word out, and I was just disconnected again, you know, and I'm back here. So welcome to the show, everybody, and we are very happy to have Sheldon Idol. Welcome back, Sheldon.
Sure. Glad to hear you back again, Martin, too.
Yeah, you have been there, but I was hacked. My computer was hacked. So we have George now on line 3 from the UK.
Hello there.
Hello,
Sheldon.
George.
Hi. I've actually got two questions, if I may. I'm wondering, because I'm actually new to your information, where
sure.
would be a good place to start as far as the video is concerned?
Well, let's see. What would be a good start for our videos? Probably, I would say, the one to really, if you were going to start, I'd say the Back to Being Galactic Human would be a good start.
Okay.
Then after that, Journey to Joy, and then Inner
right.
Earth. And that would
okay.
be probably the first three to really start with to give you a general overview of what we're talking about. Because
okay, that's great.
Sure.
And I'd also like to ask, because, of course, there's a lot on the Internet at the moment about this comet Elenine, and I'm just wondering, what is your thoughts on that?
Well, I haven't really... I've kind of put it on the back burner myself. I really don't have any thoughts on it, so... Sorry,
okay.
I'll have to defer for that.
Okay, no problem at all, but whatever it is, hopefully it's, you know... it's going to be seen a lot closer, you know, and it's a
right.
positive thing. That's the main thing. But thank you for your answer, and I wish you the greatest luck. We're living in an amazing time, so I'm sure we've all got a lot to look forward to.
Sure, and thanks for your call, George.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
George. Goodbye. So now we have another one from Nevada.
Okay.
So welcome to the show, and tell your name, please.
My name is Vaughn.
Hello,
I just had a couple of points I'd like you to address quickly. Just that, first of all, people, all of us listening, need to remember, don't jump into anything blindly. Always use your inner guidance, because I have seen some of the ET First Contact sites that sounded really great, but they had some meditations that, to me, I got a bad feeling about, like it was like you segregated your top half and your bottom half and crystallized, and, you know, I got a funny feeling. So everybody, shouldn't they listen to their inner guidance and choose wisely and carefully before
right.
you jump into any of these programs, because we all know it's coming. Why worry about exactly when?
Right.
We've got to just prepare ourselves.
Exactly. That's why I always tell people to just be in the light. Do those things that you feel comfortable with. If you don't feel comfortable with it, don't do it. And always be in a positive aspect about everything that you do, and do it in a way that makes sense for you as you move forward toward your ascension, your becoming fully conscious beingness. And I really say that's really important, and I agree with all you've said.
And it's really hard a lot of times to stay positive, because, you know, there's most people have no earthly idea, and you try to, I find it when, you know, I try to speak of a little of this, it just, you know, it's, you've got to really be careful, too, what you let out. For instance, you know, the Galactic Center is the place from whence we all came, I've found. And where we're supposed to go when we die, that's the tunnel of light. And that a result on December 21st, Earth will be pulled to a new location, an important location in our Milky Way galaxy. I like astrology and have found a wonderful set of a group that has really been informative. So, you know, we have a lot of other things to worry about other than just the timetable.
Right.
And I think we'll all be handled as needed according to the divine and their process.
Exactly.
And we give thanks to everybody, don't we, involved.
Right.
That's the main thing, too.
Right. Be involved in things that make your heart sing. That's what I always say.
If it feels good, go with it. And if you feel funny about it, stop, huh?
Exactly.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
I really am enjoying this.
Thank you. Thank you again.
We are enjoying this too, Vaughn. Thank you, Vaughn. Okay, so Sheldon, we have many callers now, and we are having a lot of listeners, more than usual. So would you agree to continue a bit longer so that I can ask my questions?
Unfortunately, I've got a lot of things to do because I've got a webinar on Sunday, and I've got things that both Colleen and I are in the middle of, so I'm going to have to refrain from that right now.
Okay. Okay, well, that's all right. So I think that was the last caller. But it was wonderful to have all these questions from the callers. Thank you, all of you. Sheldon, now that we are just the two of us, I would go into some questions. And the universe we're living is a living universe. And
right.
Planets, suns, stars, people, all living beings affect each other. And you have spoken about spiritual science, and the Pleiadians and the Sirians, when they are on their ships, they have boards where they can see things when they monitor a planet or a civilization, and they can see everything that's happening with the energies of the people in the continents.
Right.
What can you tell us about what they are seeing on their screens right now? Let's say what happened in the last 3 or 4 months up until now, how we as the human beings on this planet are ready, according to them, for the first contact. What is your idea about it?
Everybody on this planet right now is moving forward in such a way that we are actually, we could move forward into first contact any time now, but what they are doing is they have to look at the physical aspects, which is, of course, the governments that control the different continents, the nation states, are all around our planet. And so those things need to be worked on, and so that's what's delaying the process. We have to understand that from a spiritual standpoint, people on this planet, even if they don't openly acknowledge this stuff, or even if they feel very frightened deep down about all this stuff, which is namely contact and beings from other worlds, deep down they really, really feel an energy that it's going to be accepted. One of the things that people on this world are always doing is polling on this, and they found out that over 70, nearly 80% of all the people that they've ever polled on this planet know that something wonderful is very close to happening. And the same thing is what the Galactics are discovering on their instruments in their ships right now. The people on this planet are fully cognizant in their deep spiritual essences of a change that needs to be made. They see that this particular reality really can't go on as it is right now, and they know that something important has to happen. And a lot of people understand that this aspect of something important having to happen requires somebody from another reality to come here and help move us through that particular procedure of making sure that something new and wonderful happens, and that it happens in a way that doesn't keep the old reality going, because the old reality, everybody now understands, just does not work.
The old reality is now broke, and the leaders that are leading the world right now don't have the wisdom to lead us. So we need galactic wisdom to lead us towards the way of ascension. And I want to ask you about the media, because the media is a big machine. It's a big war machine, in fact, spreading fear over the population. How far are the Earth allies to take over the media to do the disclosure announcement? Because I think there are so many forces we have to deal with before we can have access to all television networks, all newspapers, all radio stations. How far is this process of being completed?
Well, as far as the media goes, when the right moment occurs and disclosure has started, they can break into any worldwide internet or any kind of television or radio stations whenever they require themselves to do so. That isn't really the important aspect that they're looking at. The important aspect of disclosure is that people openly accept the fact that they are real and openly accept the fact that there's benevolence going and openly accept the fact that, indeed, the great changes that many people have longed for and have felt were about to happen will indeed then begin to happen. They know that, so they're just following a process that they feel from what they know of us is very important, which is first, we need a formal disclosure, a full formal disclosure at that, and one that then allows them to openly interact with us, in this case, using our media that we have, in order for them to successfully begin a process of educating us about who they are and educating ourselves about where we've been and where we're going, et cetera, and where we are right now with the whole process of creating our new yous, as I like to call it. So that's what they are waiting for right now. Now, as soon as the rest of all of the stuff needs to happen happens, in other words, governments begin to formally begin disclosure or change, then they will be able to move forward with the next stage of what we're talking about, which is disclosure not only from governments but from themselves.
Yes, because our governments will be the first probably to do it, and then they will come in and educate us on first contact and the ascension process and the Agartans, etc.
Right, exactly. But people just do not like to have their radios and televisions and internet suddenly intercepted, and no matter what they try to do, it stays the same. People just don't like that. Just like, for instance, that's why they have rules on this planet about people doing hacking. So they don't really want to do that. They want to do it in a way that allows for people to know they're here and that they're going to do it at a specific set of times for their broadcasts, and the people will then be waiting for them to speak to them or else to see them and speak to them. And that is very important to the Galactic Federation, that gets done that way, where people accept the process, doesn't just get a surprise, so to speak, at a particular time of the night or day. So they just want to do it that way, because this is all about moving us forward in a way that makes us all happy and maintains our joy about it, not suddenly in a startled, shocking way of doing it. They want to prevent that. That's why they're going to create ways and things to allow us to calm down and not be upset when the initial aspects happen, because they know even when we get the process that we want, which in the case of the Galactics is the formal disclosure, it's still a lot of people are going to still be in a position of being panicked by it. So they want to calm everybody down and make the process as easy and simple as possible.
Yes, and will there be decloaking during the disclosure process?
Right, they're going to start decloaking when they know, for instance, that they see that the military radars and other systems are no longer in a aggressive mode. Then they will be able to decloak easily with no problem, because they would like to have people see that really, instead of just looking up at the sky in the daytime and all you see maybe are a few clouds or, in some places, no clouds, that really there's something up there beside clouds or the occasional aircraft going from point to point across the sky. There's actually tons of ships up there, and the same thing for the night sky.
That would be so beautiful. You know, to see that will be my happiest time of my life, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think for many more listeners, this will be. Sheldon, you have a webinar this coming Sunday, and it's only $15. Is that correct, Sheldon?
Right, it's $15 US, exactly.
Yes, and I think it's a fair price. I have attended about 11 or 12 webinars, and they're so uplifting, and you learn so much from them. And Sheldon, one of the things that you just discussed is what you will discuss in your next webinar. That's why I speak about it. It's about this being fully conscious. And I feel that many people are growing now because of the channelings that are coming out from my Quincy and Wanderer of the Skies recently, and you. And I have a special friend, his name is Bernard, he lives with me in the Netherlands, and what we do is that after my work, the last 3 years, I drive to his house, and we read your message in English, and with a cup of coffee, and we elaborate on it, and we fantasize about it, and he is such a wonderful friend of me, and he is so interested in your work, And we would so much see that this disclosure thing will happen soon. So will there be a chance that there will be some announcement on the television tomorrow?
I think tomorrow will be just like today. There will be some changes in it energetically, of course, but not quite. It's still very, very close.
Yeah, but not in news reporting.
No. The news will only happen after disclosure happens by government. So a lot of other stuff that we have talked about before has to happen. The government change, the deliveries, all that stuff that we talk about has to happen. And that has not quite occurred yet. So I would say tomorrow the basic thing is we are changing energies in the solstice tomorrow. So just keep the soul force meditations going. Stay in your heart. Be one with your energies. Bring that all together. Bring down collectively the energies that allow us to sovereignly create our new reality. And just keep forward and look at tomorrow as a blessing, as a gate point that we're crossing.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for that. It's a little disappointment for me, but okay. And then there's a question I have. Because I'm reading now from your latest message from last Wednesday, as we await this magic moment, our fleet personnel are carrying out the next steps in our disclosure scenario, one of which commands our first post-disclosure broadcast. Our communications team is revising what we intend to convey to you. You know what to know. You now want to know more about us, and we are completing this presentation, which will set the stage for our massive first contact with you. You know, when I read those words, it makes me so happy, Sheldon. And
sure.
So you're saying that they are revising the text that they will read to us in the post-disclosure scenario. And you have also spoken about a few truths. Seven truths, I think. The first truths, teachings that concern love, true compassion, and unity between all the diverse branches of humanity. Could you share a little bit about these truths, or is that classified?
Well, what we can just say is that one of the things that we all have to understand when disclosure happens is that we are part of a great family, a space family that extends from one end of this galaxy to the other, and from a lot of galaxies that are far away from where we are right now that are also have humans that have interacted with the Galactic Federation. So what we have as a basic truth is that we are all one, that there is a great living universe around us, that this living universe has among it many sentient beings that look a lot like us, and that these beings all share with us a great need to come together to use our collective energies to unfold creation. And what is going to be done with these other truths there about the nature of who you are as a fully conscious being, the nature of how you react between your host planet, your host star system that you're on, and yourselves, how you bring these systems together. Star nations are more than just people coming together and working out problems. It's also a ritual of understanding that there is a natural flow of energy and life in every star system, and that what we are about is transferring that, maintaining it, and bringing it to its fullest potential. And so that's what fully conscious human beings are all about, and they're going to explain all that to us when they get a chance to finally, you might say, have long conversations with their broadcasts about who they are and who we are.
Well, that's just beautiful, and I'm waiting for this divine moment. Sheldon, I'm just going to give again the number to call in if there's a last caller who is very wanting to call in and doesn't know the number. For the U.S. and Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And internationally, it is 001-530-327-7602. So, Sheldon, in our last 8 minutes that we have in this interview, may I ask a few last questions?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, what I found important in reading your messages is that they are very detailed, and they are giving sometimes complex relationships between things that are happening between the Earth allies the Galactic Federation and the Illuminati and the Dark Cabal. And I understand that there are negotiations taking place right now. When I understand your last message as well. And we are getting to a point, not only for disclosure, but that things are getting done. And I'm asking myself, how can the Galactic Federation, of course they are in the fifth dimension and higher, but how is it possible to kind of interact with these people that are in power on this planet for such a long time, such 13 and a half millennia? How can they turn over this power and bring everything in the ready, the war machine, disable it, everything that's happening here, this machine that is running the last few hundred years, it's so strict and so difficult to penetrate. Where do they get this intelligence? How do they do this?
Well, you know, they have technology that to us would seem like wonder or miracle technology. They can look into our minds and understand exactly what we're talking about. They can take any device on this planet and interact with it instantly. So there's really no secrets from them. They know what's going on. They've used this also to, when they need to plan for meetings, etc. What they do is they simply lower their frequency so they can appear. And, of course, they only appear where their security has made it possible for an interaction to occur without any problem. So they will do that. Sometimes they will take these people up to a ship, or sometimes they will go in a very special place where they put fields around it so that nobody can interact with them, so that it's totally secret. And that is how they do this. And they have to do it because, as I said, they have a degree of power that was given to them, and they are turning it over, or being forced to turn it over, or else just seeing, you might say, that it's on the wind, that it has to be turned over, and that's what's going on. And it's not quite finished yet, unfortunately, but it's very close.
It's very close, yeah. Let's hope this. We have Mark on line 3 from New Jersey. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi there.
I'm doing fine. Welcome to the show,
hey,
Mark.
I had a question.
Sure.
It's probably more of a technology kind of thing. With disclosure and the advent of free energy and stuff, are we going to, like, transform our cars and things like that, or is the technology going to just change so radically, or is it even a moot point? Are we even going to need anything like that?
The giant argument going on between the Earth allies and the Federation is, should they just supply us with vehicles that they can holographically create instantly, or should we go through a massive two-month conversion concept? And they're still arguing about it, so I can't really say, although I would go with the Federation thing. I would prefer that we just get something that is totally able to do everything that a vehicle we have right now can do, and much, much more, which is it can fly, it can actually teleport us from one spot to another if we so desire, and it's a much more easy-to-operate vehicle because it operates on your mind. You just have to have a short period of a few days where you get used to the fact that when you say something, it's instantly transferred to the technology. So you have to learn to be concentrating on what you're doing.
That is so cool. I think this is my calling. Thanks very much.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. We have Joanne on line 2.
Hi, Sheldon.
Hi.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Rhode Island, and I'm quite aware of what's going on. And my main question, which concerns some people, but is about the money. A lot of people have money in the bank, but of course don't want to touch it. But they want to share it, but they don't know. Money's really not going to be an issue, is it? I mean, are we going to need money?
Money's not going to be an issue. Money is being looked upon as an interim medium between where we are right now and when you're fully conscious, of course. Fully conscious beings do not deal with monies and banks and all that other stuff. It's just an interim thing. So they're going to be making banks more transparent. They're going to be creating a hard currency. And so the whole process of this conversion period is, that's one of the things these new governments have to do, is have long discussions on the television with their peoples about what's going on, and put things on the Internet so people can read it, or in newspapers. and in magazines, so people have a better understanding of this transition period and seeing that we're moving from where we were under a limited system of economics into a fully conscious, abundant system, actually the transition to a fully abundant system, and that we don't have to worry about monies anymore. So this is going to be something that is going to be changed. And when we get technologies that allow you to create whatever you need, whether it be food, clothing, shelter, or anything, the whole process
of how... That's what I thought.
Yeah, okay.
So in other words, if people have 401ks or IRAs and they're just suffering because they don't want to, they think they can't touch that money, is it advisable to tell them, you know, find your happy spot, withdraw your money, you'll be okay?
No, no, I say just stay where you are right now and wait for the announcements and then do what you see is the proper and sane thing to do. That's what I would say.
Oh, it won't be too late? I'm just afraid all the banks will close and nobody will get their money.
No, the banks are going to change hands, but what's in the banks is not going to change hands. You'll still you'll have that stuff there.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, I understand.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Feel better. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
This is
very
exciting. Okay, so Sheldon, we have our last minute before we have to end with the show. And there's a question from a friend of mine, Jeffrey West, that I interviewed. And he's asking about the White Dragon Group. Can you tell us anything about it?
What this group is, it's one of the various groups around the world that are these secret societies dedicated to the light, Kuan Yin, etc., that are here to help make sure that this new reality happens and are using their abilities, their resources, et cetera, to make sure that it all occurs. And they are, as all they are, the other societies, tongue's getting twisted here at the end, the other societies are moving forward to make all that happen. So just know that's what the Ascended Masters are guiding, and it's all going to be part of this process to help create this new reality, and they're part of a group that I like to just collectively call Earth Allies.
Yes, Earth Allies, and they are just a part of it, the
right.
White Dragon. Yes. Well, Sheldon, I hope everything is close, and I hope soon we'll have drastic changes that we can all lift up as a human population on this planet and see the wonderful future that we'll have with the Galactic Federation personnel and with your guardians.
Right, and thank you very much, Martin, for having me on the show.
Yeah, it was a great pleasure, Sheldon, and I'm looking forward to your message that will come out next Tuesday.
Okay, and just know, glad to have time with you. Want to just say thank you, Zazuma, and as they say it in Syrian, and finally in Syrian, Salamat Jah.
Salamat Jah, Sheldon. Be
right.
Well.
Right, bye-bye. Be well.